Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're learning about Netilas Yadayim, so it's Siman 40, Siman Mem. Siftes, I believe we're up to. Mishal Notal Yad of Anaga B'mayim, someone who had not washed his hands, but he touched water, lo nitmu hamayim. They don't become puzzle from the Tilish Yadayim. The water becomes tummy, and you might have to wash over or dry your hands and wash over only in the process of the Tilish Yadayim. You got to find such a thing by the Meipora Aduma too, but not sure if that's the model where Chazal got it from. But anyway, that's the point, that when we talk about the water became tummy and you have to wipe your hands off or put on Mayim Shniyim and get rid of the tummy water, the water only becomes tummy if it went onto your hands in the process of a Netilas Yadayim. But if you go ahead and touch a barrel of water, that water does not become tummy, because this whole tumma is like a fiction of the Rabbanon. It's not really tummy. I mean, your Yadayim, they were geyser that your hands are shneels, which would rather make, if your hands were really shneels, for sure, they would taka make water tamei, right? If you touch kolapoysel asatruma, but tamei mashkin lios tchila. So that's also a drabonim. But until the shadayim, we don't know that they're shneels. I mean, what? They did. They gave it a din of shneels, I guess. What? So. I mean, for the Tilas Yadayim, it could be you make the water tome taka, that it shouldn't come into contact with truma. We're tome mace anyway, so we're for sure making the water tome when we're touching it anyway. So he means tome slash puzzle for the Tilas Yadayim, with tumas hayadayim, so, which makes it like pointless to wash with. That's leinitmu amayim, it means for the Tilas Yadayim. The lachain, I mean, obviously it becomes tummy with tummy mace. I'm saying on the yadayim ash meals, so it becomes tummy, but not puzzle for the tilish yadayim. The lachain ayotu bebeis hakisei yochol lishol mayim b'chofnav min achovis. He could stick his hand into the barrel to take out. He cups his hands and he takes out water lirchotz yodov to wash his hands. Now you don't want the water to fall back into the barrel, because it's Mayim Shanasu Behem Melocha. And we just said that's possible for Netilas Yadayim. But Nesharim Kesharim Netilas Yadayim. Aval Mshich Shech Yodav V'toch HaChodos L'Nakolson. If he swished his hands around in a barrel to clean off his hands, Bafilu Tovol Bo Rakets Bo Rakatana L'Nakolso, if he just dipped in his finger in order to clean it, then the whole barrel becomes Mayim Shanasu Behem Melocha and becomes puzzle. Litzlu kol mayim makes shenasu behem melacha. It doesn't become puzzle because of tumma. It becomes puzzle because now it's mayim shenasu behem melacha. Yud mayim meluchim, salty water, sruchim, putrid, smelly, umarim or achurim, muddied. It main roil l'shtiyos kelev, if a dog wouldn't drink it, it's not fit for a dog. Psulim l'natula shudoyim. That's seawater. Seawater is not fit for a dog. It's very salty. It's possible for Netilas Yadayim. Now you may be able to dip it out mikvah. You can do Tfilas Yadayim. But you can't do Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim, it's possible. Yud Aleph, Kaidam Anatila. Before you wash, Tzvichal Hashgiach Al HaYadayim, Shiyu Nikios, it should be clean, Belishum Chatzitza, without something that would constitute a Chatzitza. We'll learn in the next if what that is. Umisha tziporne etzbosav gedolos, if you have long fingernails. Tachladak like lenakos, to clean your nails. Shalo yehe betachtei and tit v'tsoa, collect the dirt underneath it. That would be considered a chatzitza. Shum dahavi chatzitza. V'chein tzorech lahosar atabos, you have to take off rings. L'yu chatzitza. He brings down from the Ramah that even if the ring's loose, but it starts playing a game, how loose is it? I mean, sometimes a woman can't get her ring off. So the Kodesh says usually if it turns, then it's okay. If you can turn the ring, then it's not a chatzitza. But you're supposed to take off the ring, but if you can't get it off, so many times you can't get it off, but it still turns around. Like you can turn, if you go like that, it'll turn. So then that's okay. That's a simon that's loose enough. If it turns, then water would get in.
You can't get it off. What are you supposed to do?
I just told you. What would you do if that wouldn't, if it doesn't turn?
It doesn't turn, you can't get it off.
So there's either you don't wash, or you could wear gloves with the evid under certain circumstances. You would have to look for an answer.
You can never take it off.
I thought
there were a rule that
the woman
would take it off if she was
needing dough. Right. Yeah, it's me or chain or makbit. Alright. That's what we try to dissuade people, both in the mikveh and in the Tulish Adayim, from treating miyut she'ena makbid casually. You see that in the poskim. Even though it says miyut she'ena makbid is not a problem, but you see it's not to be treated casually. You see that in the poskim. The poskim very much lechatchila tell you to get rid of a miyut she'ena makbid. Certainly, miyut she'ena makbid means it's only covering a small part of the hand or the body by a mikvah, and you don't care that it's there. So that's, if you learn the dinim, that's like l'chora l'chatchila, okay, miyut she'ena makbid. But, no. So the sign of eino makbid is if they wouldn't even take it off when they need dough, when they do work, they would leave on the ring. So that's a sign that really eino makbid. You really don't care if the ring's there. Even when you're doing something that'll get the ring dirty and full of dough, and you still keep it on, so that's a real miyut she'ena makbid. I don't know, it's hard to say. The poskim don't treat it like lechatchila. Maybe by mikvah only, maybe by your rings they do. I would have to double check on that. Maybe by rings they say even lechatchila if it's miyut she'ena makbid. Maybe. I have to check. If you want me to check, send me an email. I'm going to forget. I can't help it. I'm going to forget. Even by a mikveh, I mean, no mikveh lady will let you in with a miyut she'ena makbid. No way. They won't. And then you start with chasat chak, with the evidence.